Hello, Miss Samane. How are you? Okay, it's great to actually hear your voice. And you're saying that you're talking spontaneously, which is amazing, you know, without any text and transcript. So great with that. I have to say that congratulations to you. Actually, you've done a very great job. You took a huge, awesome step towards your goal. And I have to say congratulations to you. And I think that you've done a very, very awesome job. So keep going, keep doing these kind of stuff, and you can improve much more, you know, maybe in the future. So maybe in the future we can talk to each other on a Skype, huh? So if you like, you know, we discussed about classes and different things before. But I think that if you continue like this, you only need conversation. So there's no need for anyone to teach you, because you're getting very, very steady improvement. And I am so proud of this improvement as a friend. And I see that you're doing your best to improve yourself. So keep going, keep doing this. And about the thing that you mentioned, you said that I hope that parents know this and they try to do this, right? So you said that you hope parents know that, but you must not, because parents don't know about this, and they only actually say and talk about schools, and we have to let our children to go to school, and that's it, and that's the thing. And unfortunately, that's a huge problem that we actually encounter in our lives. And I think that in order to overcome the challenge is to be different. Because when you try to be different, people come to you and they talk bad to you, and they talk in a very mean way, because they will tell you, oh, you're doing this, isn't that rude to your children, and your children is a very soft kid and you must not be tough. But that's not how life works. Life needs tough guys and girls, and you must teach them to be tough instead of limiting them. So parents in Iran especially, they limit the girls, they limit the boys, and they're constantly giving the girls and boys, because everyone is doing that. And even the parents, they don't know how to make money enough, and they don't know about cash flow. So that's the reason that they can't teach their children that, right? So the first step is that to understand cash flow, how money works, and teach it to your children, and let them overcome the fear and be entrepreneur themselves. And because being an employee is not gonna give them money, is not gonna help them to become rich. And there's no need for you to teach them to be an employee. A school is doing that very awesomely. So the only thing that you can do is that prevent them to be employees, because employees are not very good. So by the way, yeah, I talked a lot, and thank you so much. I enjoyed the voice. Please record more. I like to hear more from you. Thanks and goodbye.